you know, what are your rotations like? He was in Emory Medical School, so he and my dad had that in common and would talk about school. So more or less it was like a, not business talk, but, you know, conversation about what you're doing, your real life, and about what's going on, and then some real world issues or whatever. We talk about that. And, oh, my mom was an excellent cook, unlike myself, who didn't take any of it from her. My mom was an excellent cook. She would make anything from Eiffel trifle, standing rib roast, you know, ratatouille, to chicken and rice, spaghetti. We'd have Mexican night or Italian, or my mom had just the widest range. And that is one thing in all the years my husband married me. He knew I didn't cook, and I wasn't really good at laundry, and I certainly didn't iron. But and he's still with me after 10 years, so. But my mom was a great cook. I mean, and the food was always great.
I'm sorry, Lori. I didn't mean to buzz you.
You need me? Yeah, because you can tell them this morning when the teacher arrived in there, her room was in complete disarray. It took her entire arrival to bell time to get it back together, and she was really upset with it. So I imagine that she just locked it, and you know what? I don't blame her, and you could pass that along that I'd really like to follow up with him that the room was just left in a complete mess, which for a teacher coming in, you know, I can't right now. I've got... If you want to give Martin a heads up, I mean, Chris came to me this morning, and understandably so, that's ridiculous, and it's just par for the course for what they've been doing this year. So if you want to give him a heads up and let him address it, I think that would be helpful for him to understand specifically why the door is locked. Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Your mom, since she was from Chicago, no big traditional Southern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she wore, yeah, she really, well, I mean, she was just a big... Uh-huh. I mean, she just cooked a lot, and it wasn't, you know, my dad was from the South, I've told you that, but she wasn't into, like, the whole, the grits and everything. Now, over the years, she's gotten, like, my sister and my dad love grits, oh, grits and black-eyed peas and collard greens, and then she started, I mean, she did make a lot of that. I just, I don't really like that, but, you know, oh, she, and they do, they love it, and they still, I mean, to this day, I mean, she's an excellent cook.
What kind of meat?
Fish, pork, chicken, steak, beef, all of it.
So, let me think here. What about, do y'all ever take vacations or anything?
Mm-hmm. Or like family vacations or just, well, even since we've been married, I mean, we've gone to St. Simon's, and normally what'll happen is now that my parents' schedule isn't quite the same, they'll go and, like, have a condo for 2 weeks or whatever, and then we'll meet them on a weekend or whatever. But we've been to St. Simon's. We went to Delray, Florida. Growing up, we used to go on family vacations at least two or three times a year. But since we've been married, we've been, like, Indian Rocks Beach down near Clearwater. I guess we went to St. Simon's. What's just outside of Destin, not... Like maybe, well, I guess you call it Sandestin. It's right around in that area. Yeah.
We traveled around Florida a lot when we were in school.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Way down south.
Yeah, some of my very best girlfriends from school live in Delray Beach.
Oh, I've never been there.
It's gorgeous. Near Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does your daughter like the water?
Mm-hmm. Loves the water. Loves. She's already blowing bubbles and... We were actually over at my folks this past weekend, and my sister and her family were in town, and they would heat up the hot tub or whatever, and she got in there, and my dad was holding her. She just put her face down, because I've really worked with her in the tub. I'm always, you know, splashing her and getting her head wet, because, you know, he said, just develop, you can cultivate that love for the water, and she does. She looks forward to the bath. We make a big deal. I sing cornball songs and about it's bath time to the Batman tune, and, you know. When you're a parent, you just will do the core, you know, just to put a smile on their face. It's she's definitely the brightest part of my life.
Oh, adorable.
Thank you.
Is that a family name?
After my grandmother.
Oh.
Grace by marriage.
Oh, that's a nice name. What about, so...